Each Thursday, we read from your emails.
And we have a few corrections to mention today, some errors that you've brought to our attention.
An early version of our obituary for columnist Art Buchwald said that his mother died when he was young. That is not true. His mother had mental problems and was institutionalized when Art Buchwald was young. They never saw each other again.
On another story, we mistakenly said that the first presidential primaries are 2 years away. They are, of course, just 1 year away.
And Alan Silverman of Culver City, California, pointed out this mistake.
In a conversation about the Oscar nominations, we said that Clint Eastwood's film Letters from Iwo Jima was nominated in the Best Foreign Language Film category. In fact, it's up for the Best Picture Award.
On to responses to our series Crossing the Divide, which is about building bridges in politics and beyond. Daniel Hayes of Smithville Flats, New York, writes, "I'm amazed at this major media push for compromise between the parties. It seems to me that all of the possible illegal actions taken by the Bush administration over the last 6 years should be investigated. You seem to ignore the fact that a lot of us out here voted the way we did last November, specifically to see the truth come out and justice be served. Hang compromise."
And Christy Connect of Kansas City, Missouri writes, "By using divide, you allude to a line which bisects into two parts, in this case Republican and Democrat. That leaves very many of us unrepresented. By insisting on a duality, the discussion eventually boils down to the ultimate duality, good and evil. The world is much more complex than that."
The matter of what to call those diagnosed as mentally retarded is definitely complex. Our reporter, Joseph Shapiro, introduced us to some people who say they hate the term.
Listener Susan Creel of St. Paul, Minnesota, has a child with a physical disability. She writes, "We fight labels constantly from people of all ages, and the misperception and prejudices those labels carry were often dismissed as being politically correct. Listening to those included in this story witness that they are people first with abilities and not simply a medical diagnosis reassures me that our efforts are not in vain."
A different viewpoint from Roy Probian of South Manor, New York. He's the father of two sons who suffer from mental retardation.
He writes, "I think it's important that their diagnosis not be lost in PC designer language. Their medical diagnosis is a fact and should not be perverted to political considerations. Are they worth any less because the term used accurately describes the nature of their disability? I think not."
Finally, some of you commented on our interview with Arnold Steinhardt about his dreams of J.S. Bach Chacon.
Bach showed up, not in old-fashioned clothes and modern clothes, but I knew he was Bach. And he said, "Put down the fiddle. Never mind that. You know, I wanted to play for him. I thought I could get some pointers from him." He said, "Just put down the fiddle." And he grabbed me and he began to dance around the attic.
"I was most moved by your conversation with Arnold Steinhardt," writes Peter Janssens of Washington, D.C. "The conjunction of Bach's almost unimaginable chaconne and Mr. Steinhardt's unassuming but deeply felt and insightful comments and stories immediately caught and kept my attention. As the chaconne moved forward in the background, I discovered movements that had never caught my ear and that I could barely believe, even though I've heard them many times. Mr. Steinhardt's beautiful dream caught me in such a state that I laughed and cried indistinguishably. I can't remember such a moment between me and my radio. Thank you."
If you want to thank us or berate us, go to npr.org. Click Contact Us at the top of the page.